Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll free at 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. As we launch an hour number two, it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. As we go right into the phone calls to start things out, it is the show about your calls. Let's talk to Fred in Colorado. Fred, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Hey there, guys. I'm having a hard time hearing the music, so let me know if I ramble on too long first.
Oh, you'll be all right. What's on your mind?
Okay, great. Actually, Fred is my internet name and radio show call-in name. My real name is Steve McDuffie, and I am the U.S. House of Representatives candidate for the Libertarian Party in Colorado District 3.
That's nice.
Yeah, I'm a real-life candidate. In fact, I'm the only candidate right now that's challenging John Salazar, Democrat. And
nobody really knows who that is, but what about it?
Well, what I'm calling for is that I'm probably going to get interviewed by a Christian radio show here pretty soon, and I'm an atheist. I'm not an anti-theist. Yeah, I know.
You're not a what atheist?
I'm an atheist, but I'm not an anti-theist, which is a term that I've heard bandied about. It's, you know, the angry at God guy or the angry at religion guy.
Right.
Who hates Christians and so forth.
So you don't have a chip on your shoulder. You're not trying to, you're not one of those atheists that wants to convert. Like, you're not like a proselytizing atheist. There are those
exactly.
out there, not very many of them, though.
Right, and you mostly find them online because they usually shut their mouth when they're in polite public.
Yeah.
But at any rate, I actually have some positions that, you know, should appeal to Christian conservatives, at least Christian libertarians, I would think. One of which is I believe that Roe v. Wade should be overturned and it should be passed back down to the states. Even though I'm personally pro-choice.
Now wait, are you running for U.S. House of Representatives or state house?
That's right. U.S. House.
U.S. House. Okay.
And the thing is that I was just wondering if you guys had any advice on how to talk to Christian folks who are of a liberty mindset. What sort of things? What benefits does libertarian have? You know what I mean when I talk to these guys. And also, you had a guy that called into your show the other day. You called him the Christian anarchist.
Yes.
And I wondered if I could leave my contact information with somebody at the show. And maybe he can call in and call me.
We can have the board op take that information off the air. But he's online on our bulletin board system as Christian Anarchist. So if you go to bbs.freetalklife.com, you can just find him that way and send him a private message. But in regards to your question about getting on a Christian radio show as a libertarian atheist candidate for office, now, do you know that these Christian hosts are of a liberty mindset, or are they just – are you completely going in blind? What do you know about them?
I'm kind of going in blind right now. I'm going to do some research on their site. I would guess that, I mean, just a wild stab in the dark that they're probably, you know, rah, 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 go George Bush, go. But that's only because, you know, we're so used to, you know, Christians backing Bush and the neocons on everything mm-hmm. they've ever done. But, you know, my wife's a Christian and she's not like that in any sense. And then, of course, you have writers like Lawrence M. Vance, who I really appreciate. On Lou Rockwell is one of my favorite columnists.
Well, one of the things that I have a tendency, because, you know, Christians call in to this show, and they're very concerned about liberty and the idea of voting for a candidate that would legalize prostitution and drugs and
right.
things like that. And first, like, what I generally say to them is, look, God gave Adam and Eve a choice. He wanted us to have choices. He understood mm-hmm. that one can't be good, can't be holy, can't be doing the right thing if they're not given a choice.
It's not virtuous
right.
if you don't choose it. Right.
Right. It's not virtue if you don't choose it. Whereas, you know, and it would be the devil, in fact, that would want to force you to do something, whereas God wants to give you choices.
So that's how you would approach it if the freedom to do drugs issue came up. And of course, inevitably, if you're a libertarian, it's probably, you know, you can count that may be brought up at some point. Now, do they know that you're an atheist, or is that something that's relatively hush-hush as far as the public is concerned?
Well, it's not that I'm hiding it. It's just that it's not come up yet. But if bluntly asked, I will bluntly answer.
You don't have a blog out there, but it's not on your campaign website. It's not on your blog necessarily. You know, atheist.
Exactly, right.
Okay,
yeah.
That's good. And I agree with you. It's not something that you want to tout from the rooftops, but at the same time, if it comes up, you certainly don't want to be dishonest about it. No doubt
right,
about that.
Right, precisely. Yes.
A little farther, if you care to take this line of reasoning out a little farther, is I often say that Jesus came to get rid of the Pharisees, the people that would do exactly what they're currently doing in our government, which is taking their religion, forcing it on other people, forcing them to do things. Jesus came to stand against those people.
You know, that's a good point. You see, and the thing that I was just having a conversation today, and I was taking a more secular viewpoint talking to this guy, and I was telling him, you know, you can't legislate morality into existence. You can't legislate good sense into existence. You can't legislate good grades into existence. So why even bother trying? If you try to do it, it's just going to end up turning into a big mess anyway. So why even bother trying to do it?
You know, you mentioned good grades, and that made me think of another issue that's probably very near and dear to Christians, and that is the whole Bible in the schools thing. Obviously,
right.
There are a lot of Christians and other people of other religions, but, you know, a lot of Christians that believe that society has gone downhill because the Bible has left the schools. Now,
right.
I believe that the problem is government schools, mm-hmm. not necessarily having anything to do with the Bible, but they believe that the Bible is the issue. And what you can, of course, point out is, as a liberty-minded person, you don't think the government should be involved in educating kids, period. And, in fact,
right.
if we get the government out of education, then we'll have a true free market in education, and then, you know, Christians can have their schools with as much Bible and religious-based content in the curriculum as they want to.
Not to mention that...
And, you know, when I started out actually as a Democrat, I was born and raised a Democrat, and the thing is that for a long time I was getting pulled towards libertarianism, but it was the public schools was one of those issues. You know how it goes. How else
sure.
are we going to educate the children?
Right.
And it was that issue that finally did it for me, because it occurred to me that if we had a free market in education, who in the world would care if there was under God in the pledge, if there was Ten Commandments posted in the classroom,
nobody.
And there was prayer in schools? Who
nobody
in the
would.
World would care?
And not only would a free market in education allow the Christians to have whatever level of religious content in their school curriculum they wanted to, but it would also allow them to not have to worry about other content that they would find objectionable, like sex education and
evolution.
Homosexuality and that sort of thing.
Right, and for the six-day young earth creationist, you know, the whole evolution thing, instead of
sure.
going down and having this perennial battle with the scientists and
right.
the secularists.
Because that's what government does.
Issue.
Government, one of the things it does best is it takes interest groups and it pits them against one another. So,
right, which mm-hmm. is sort of the prayer in school issue, is because if you allow prayer in school, you don't get to control what kind of prayer it is.
Right.
What if,
mm-hmm. if it's a Muslim prayer
right,
one
what
day?
What if a Muslim prayer?
Hindu prayer.
Catholic
right.
prayers, Protestant prayers, depending on what it is that you are. And
right.
you know, Protestants would be very offended with the idea of praying to Mary. And
sure.
that is not far out of the realm of possibility in some communities.
Well, because if it's government, then it has to play, at least it has to pretend to play fairly with everybody. So if it's going mm-hmm. to allow one group to pray, then it has to allow everybody else to pray. And again, that's going to be something that's going to make the Christians uncomfortable as well. So hopefully that gives you a few things to chew on there.
Well, it certainly does. And one thing that when you were talking about praying to Mary, it reminded me of a statement that I heard at one of the Libertarian Party conventions, where a guy was saying that the separation of church and state in Utah is precisely two city blocks.
What does that mean?
That means there's a lot of churches there, I guess.
Yeah.
Utah. Hey, dude, good luck tomorrow. And, hey, one other thing you might want to look for is I know there's some essays and lots of posts about this, because there's a lot of Christian libertarians out there.
Right,
I know
yeah.
that there's
oh, and Gary North also comes to mind, too, another columnist. Gary
there's some
North.
Good stuff at lewrockwell.com, no doubt about it. But look, take a look around for articles that that link Jesus with libertarianism, because the Christian religion's all about Jesus, right? So you want
right.
to talk about how Jesus was a libertarian, and that could be persuasive as well. Thanks for the call, dude, and good luck with your
thank
interview.
You
800-259-9231. By the way, I sympathize with his position. I empathize, I guess. I'm an atheist myself. Mark, you are a deist. You
yeah, something like that. Yeah, I don't know.
Sort of.
Yeah, just, I believe there's a God.
800-259-9231. Though that doesn't mean that it's a singular monotheistic style God. It could be like a God of the universe kind of God, right?
Yeah.
All right, 800-259-9231. You bring up anything. Los Angeles Police Department is preparing to map Muslims. What does that mean? Now, what does that mean for your freedom? This is Free Talk Live.
Can you hear that? It's the Federal Reserve stealing your savings. It's time for you to inflation-proof your money. Get America's second most popular currency, the Liberty Dollar, 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's been America's inflation-proof currency since 1998. Use the Liberty Dollar to make money, do good, and have fun. Get it at a discount and use it at a profit. Stop being ripped off. Start using the Liberty Dollar and return America to value, $1 at a time. Call 888-LIB-DOLLAR or visit libertydollar.org.
Formaldehyde, boric acid, styrene, butadiene, TDI. These are just some of the chemicals used to make conventional mattresses. Is this what you want to be breathing every night? Scientists worry about these chemicals' effects on the developing brains of children, but they're not good for anybody, especially people with allergies. Latex mattresses made by SavvyRest are made of natural latex rubber with no off-gassing chemicals, and dust mites can't live in them. Go to SavvyRest.com and buy a latex mattress today. SavvyRest.com for the sleep you've been dreaming of.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
America is the fattest nation on the planet. The obesity epidemic kills over 300,000 Americans each and every year, and this number continues to rise at an alarming rate. With fast food chains everywhere, eating right is not an easy task. It's time to stop eating those unhealthy meals and fattening snacks. Assured that you and your family do not become a statistic. Introducing the Excalibur Dehydrator. The Excalibur Dehydrator brings healthy eating to a whole new level. The Excalibur Dehydrator preserves fruits, vegetables, fish, and beef quickly and easily. The Excalibur Dehydrator is perfect for vegetarians, vegans, and those who want to cut out the unnecessary salt, fat, and preservatives in most foods found at the grocery store. Gardeners, you'll love how much time and money you'll save making your own herbs and spices from your own kitchen. Hunters, keep your cash and make your own jerky from home. It's amazing all the uses you'll find with your new Excalibur Dehydrator. Call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. The live Saturday edition toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The feature's there for free, including archives. If you've missed a moment of the show, never fear. They're right there on the front page of the website, an entire year's worth of them for free. You just go and click and download. Those other radio talk show hosts, host, they want to charge you $5-7 a month, we give it away. FreeTalkLive.com.
Are you having trouble getting the restful sleep your body desperately needs? Before you reach for addictive pills, try the Sleep Generator. It's a CD that uses scientifically engineered audio frequencies that interact with the human brain in such a way that almost forces quick, safe, and non-addictive sleep. So if you're really having trouble falling asleep, go to HighSpeedSleep.com. Remember, for deep, restful sleep, it's HighSpeedSleep.com.
Let's go right into the phone calls. Talk to John in Michigan, listening on WTKG in Grand Rapids. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, John. What's on your mind?
Well, I heard you mention the free market earlier, and I find it interesting that you mentioned just to let the free market take control of schools.
Yeah.
Free market deregulation would bring less opportunity for people to afford educations that other people have opportunity to afford, of course.
Well, hold on just a second. Can I give you a couple of examples on how that's not true?
Well,
yes, Mark, you can.
Go for it.
Okay. Have you heard of, like, Kaiser College and University of Phoenix?
Those are universities. I'd like to talk about, like, the elementary and,
right. I understand.
High school, middle school.
But do you understand that things are a little less regulated in on the college and university side, and therefore...
Of course, as they should be.
What's that?
As they should be.
Right. Yeah. You're not trying to make connections between what we currently have. I'm not forced by the point of a gun or the threat of taking my house away to pay for universities, or at least not nearly as much as I am for local public schools, government schools.
Correct.
So that's the example I'm trying to make, is there's more competition in the university area, so therefore it's driven prices down for people that want more specialized degrees.
The rate of tuition increases by at least 7% a year. So
well, that's why universities are a bad example.
That's when you're talking about state universities.
First of all, it's a bad example, Mark, because of the fact that there's so much government involvement in universities. It'd be a better example to say, you know, well, people can afford laptops now, more so than they ever could 10 years ago, and that's because there is very little regulation of the computer field, and competition does the same thing in the computer field as it does anywhere else, is it brings products, brings us lower prices, better quality, better customer service, more availability, and, just it keeps getting better year after year, whereas with government involvement in education, it keeps getting worse year after year.
Well, to talk about the better products and whatnot with computers and deregulating things, the computers have there's no check for the toxins. We just had the iPods released with toxic PVC dust on the headphones. We've got lead toys. Deregulation is only good in certain areas. Do you want the free market to end up with a situation like the book The Jungle, where labor is taken
always the jungle.
You guys love bringing that stuff up, don't you?
You know, The Jungle was a fiction book, right?
Forget The Jungle. Forget The Jungle, then. All right, let's talk about the deregulation.
Let's talk about
E.
coli for a second. Now, hold on. Let's talk about E. coli. We have the FDA out there doing inspections, right? How come we've had these rash of food poisoning, E. coli coming up in food? I mean,
where's
if the government's protecting us, if it's so good at doing this protection crap that it's supposed to be doing, instead of just stamping a label on things and saying, oh, it's good for you. Don't worry about it. I say that government regulation, in fact, causes people harm because they believe that things are going to be safe.
No, deregulation has occurred under the current administration in reducing the amount of products checked, so you get more E. coli.
It's all the administration.
Are you telling me people didn't get food poisoning under the Clinton administration? Is that what you're saying?
I'm not making a broad brush generalization here.
Good, because it'd be a poor one.
I'd like to point something out here.
Housing market, the deregulation of the savings and loan process that happened in the past 6 years resulted in our market and our dollar tanking right now.
No, sorry.
The problem with the dollar tanking is the war and printing too many dollars to fund this nonsense overseas. The problem inside the housing market is that banks were making mistakes and loaning to people that couldn't pay. Do you understand?
And why is that? Because we took away the regulations.
Do you think the government prevents mistakes? Do you think the government prevents mistakes?
Not necessarily. We're human.
What difference does it make to you, to you personally, what difference does it make if a bank makes a mistake in lending to someone?
Well, that's their responsibility, of course. But at
good.
The same time, though, if you just let the free market do what it wants, it's going to take advantage of people for the bottom line. And history.
I don't think you understand, sir John. I don't think you understand how the free market works. And your historic examples are
slavery. Come on.
Your historic free examples
market,
are
unregulated. Unregulated free market back in, from the about 1,000 years till just the. Civil War brought us slavery.
Oh, please. Are you slavery? Hold
on a second, slavery is going to come back if the government goes away?
Are you trying to make people believe that there weren't governments around when slavery was around, sir? Slavery was backed up by laws that were enforced by government people.
Yeah, and they were all for business and for no regulation because
okay.
It was all about
There's your error in thinking. I got it now. You think
business
that the,
is evil.
You think that that when businesses get the government to do things, that that's the free market, and that is the opposite of the free market. That's fascism, okay?
Right,
when,
right. But it's the market having the freedom to tell the government what to do.
No. It's a business picking up a tool, like a gun.
That's a business owner, not the marketplace,
right,
sir.
Right, the government itself is too powerful. The government's the problem. We propose to get the government out of business, not
right.
bring it into the arena so that business can use the government against
right.
it. Without the government power.
I'm not saying that it has to be like a domination to the point of stifling. There needs to be a balance, of course. And
no.
That's where balance
sounds nice, but when you have balance, you're proposing just a little bit of tyranny.
Right. In the marketplace, the consumers are the ones that provide the balance. See, you act as though if there's no government
we're
around, that businesses. Now, hold on, I'll make a point. You can respond.
Okay. When
you act as though that if there are no government around, then the businesses are just going to run roughshod all over their customers and employees, and it's not true. If there's a free market, then that means anyone is free to compete at any time,
and therefore those businesses want those dollars.
Right, and those businesses, as greedy as they might be, can only make money if they satisfy their customers. Whereas today, and satisfy their employees as well, whereas today, when there's government around, then the businesses can go to government and get special favors and get, granted, benefits and
licenses,
that sort of thing,
so that
protection.
I agree with you that there's a welfare state for corporations and businesses and that should be eliminated. But the thing with letting business run rampant is that the consumer is at the mercy of the information held within the companies about the safety of the products, about the testing. Look at
there's
the,
no, what are you
the,
talking
the
about?
Medical
Have you ever
industry.
Heard of Underwriters Laboratories?
There's laboratories, yeah, but then the corporations come out with 1,000 other studies that try to contradict a study.
I don't think you understand how. I don't think you have any understanding or grasp on how it is that companies actually protect consumers instead of putting them in danger. And we'll explain more of that on the way. Thanks for the call, 800-259-9231. He acts like without government, we'd all be just destroyed by these companies, and it's absurd.
Hemp, the superfood for you and your family. Hemp has nutritional values that far exceed any known plant. Hemp, used for food, clothing, and shelter since time began. Hemp, this God-given food source is controlled by your government, making it not legal to grow for American people and farmers, but legal to import. Our founding fathers grew hemp because they knew of the benefits it offered. The protein powder, seeds, and oil are available through hempusa.org. Recommended daily intake of this food source will allow the body to heal itself from many ailments. Loaded with potassium, magnesium, calcium, essential fatty acids, amino acids, and nutrients not available in other plants. Hemp can be stored with a long shelf life as a life-sustaining food source for you and your family. Could this be the government's best-kept secret? Call today at 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Learn. Help. Shop at hempusa.org. We do not charge for shipping. That's 908-691-2608 or go to hempusa.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I
outside look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online at hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network, and I have an urgent message for our listeners. The mass media keeps telling us that we are the richest, most powerful economy in the world. If this is true, why can't we pay our bills? Why is the United States the world's largest debtor nation? The truth is that we are in the worst debt bubble in our nation's history. When the bubble bursts, will you be able to feed your family? When the inevitable crash occurs, will you be ready? Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-892-6238 for the following two free reports. U.S. debt bubble red alert and real estate crash. Call 888-8-XANADU. That's 1-888-8-XANADU. Ask for George.
I need to do something about my dry heels. After a pedicure, they look great. Then I have to go right back again because my feet get dry so quickly.
Haven't you heard about Carex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels, and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's that name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, smooth heels and feet, use enzyme-rich, moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens. Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Card Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, here's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex for my heels.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's a live Saturday edition of the show. You can bring up whatever's on your mind toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you. And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features there are completely free, so enjoy those on us, including the Shrine of Female Listeners, the dozens of ladies who've sent us their validated photo to prove they listen to the show. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. Take a look, see what it's all about. That's shrine.freetalklive.com. The silver Liberty dollar is as beautiful as the ideals it represents. It's America's second most popular currency with over 20 million Liberty dollars in circulation and with over 100,000 people using it on a daily basis. Go to libertydollar.org. Stop using their money. Start using the Liberty dollar and return America to value $1 at a time. libertydollar.org. And it's interesting, that we just happened to read the Liberty Dollar spot, because we just got off the phone with a gentleman in Grand Rapids, Michigan, listening on WTKG, John, who was just full of all kinds of misinformation about the marketplace, what the free market really is, the government and regulation keeping people safe, the dollar and why the dollar's failing.
Totally understandable why people are confused, because we think that we have a free market in the United States.
And we don't.
And we don't have anything like a free market. And it's totally understandable why he doesn't trust business. You know, because businesses have used government influence, whether it's in licensure to keep out people who, you know, otherwise would be competing with them, whether it's to get themselves, corporate welfare, whatever way that the businesses have used government to force people to support them. Well, that's not fair either.
Right. He's not looking at it with the correct perspective. And there are a lot of things I'd like to correct. He gave out a whole lot of misinformation. I want to go over a couple of important things. But the first part about the businesses and the scary things, the lead poisoning, the E. coli and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, first of all, those things happened today with government regulation.
And there were things that happened in the Clinton administration, the Reagan administration. There's always been some bad things that have occurred in the world of business. But the reason why those things got your attention was because they were newsworthy.
Right.
The reason why they were newsworthy is because it's very rare that something awful and calamitous like that, like an E. coli outbreak or the lead paint thing, it's very rare that things like that happen in the world of business. Because 99.9% of the time, businesses are satisfying their customers.
Right. They're making them happy. They're providing them with products and services that they want to have.
On a daily basis to millions of people buying billions of products in this country and around the world. So most all of the time, things go quite smoothly with business and with transactions, but nobody gets credit for that. Businesses don't get they're never given credit when things go smoothly and things go right. It's always the attention and the negativity that comes out when somebody makes a mistake or somebody screws up with the business transaction or the lead paint, that sort of thing.
Right. So and it's not like the lead paint hurt anyone.
No,
it was just caught. You know, like there was lead paint in some stuff, which we managed to make it a long time with lead and paint. Now, I'm not saying that you should have, give toys made with lead paint on them to your kids or anything like that, but it's probably not the most dangerous thing that happened to a child that week.
Right. And that brings me to the next point, and that was about how he was concerned that if it weren't for government regulation, then these businesses would be selling inferior products. They'd be, putting our lives at risk, putting our health at risk, that sort of thing, and just to make a buck, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because if you put somebody's health at risk, then you might make more money because
a lot
whatever.
Of products, and most products, there's more products and services that cause people injury that the government regulates than UL, United Underwriters Laboratory, rates. I mean, they have a very good record. Consumer Reports has a very good record of giving people information of rating products.
Right.
And it's all done with the free market.
But
it doesn't need to be done by the government.
Now, the regulation, the person who is in favor of regulation is going to say, Mark, no consumer can possibly know all of the information about... I mean, you say Consumer Reports, but most people don't have the time, they don't have the ability to go and do all this research. How is the marketplace going to keep those people safe, the ones that don't have the time to go and read Consumer Reports and to make sure... I mean, their house could burn down from a faulty device if they don't know what they're getting into.
Well, the way that they would do it, the marketplace would come up with rating systems, just like, currently, we have government agencies, the USDA, the FDA, all kinds of agencies that have no nothing bad happens to them if they poorly rate a product. If they do a bad job in regulating things, nothing bad happens to the government if somebody gets food poisoning. But the FDA says that everything's this food's FDA approved. Nothing bad happens to them, but
sure. Something
bad would happen if, Free Talk Live gave out the golden FTL of approval. People would say, holy crap, the golden FTL of approval isn't really any good. if everybody's getting food poisoning from stuff that we've given the stamp to.
Right, then our reputation goes down the drain. That's one side of things, and certainly there would be more reputation. Reputation would be more important without the government around, but I wanted to talk about what really exists right now today that keeps consumers safe. It's not government regulation. It's the marketplace. The people operating, the business owners, the same business owners that you think are so greedy and evil are the ones that are also keeping you safe, okay? And I can explain it briefly and easy to understand. Go to your kitchen, find an appliance, blender, toaster, something like that, something you can easily manipulate, flip over, that sort of thing. Look underneath, look for the manufacturing information, and look for the UL logo. I'm sure you've seen it before. Anybody who's ever looked at a product has seen this before. It may not have clicked. You may not have understood what you were looking at. But there's the UL logo. There's the ETL logo. These are two different logos, different companies, but they both do similar things. ETL and UL are independent testing organizations. And what happens is, if you, for instance, Mark, wanted to go into business and sell blenders, Mark's Blender Service.
God knows that's what I've always dreamed of doing.
Right, Mark's Blenders. You go in, you design yourself a blender, and let's just say it's the most wonderful blender. You get a little volcano action in there.
I think so.
It's really exciting when you watch it blend. And so you want to get that blender to marketplace. You found somebody who's willing to manufacture it for you, and then you go ahead and you manufacture a prototype. Sure enough, it works. and you want to get it onto the shelves of the stores because you don't want to go and, you know, to sell it infomercial style. I mean, you could do it that way. But let's say you want to get it onto the shelves of stores like Walmart. I mean, if you can get a product in Walmart, it's going to sell unless it's absolutely awful.
Sure is.
So what you need to do is you approach Walmart, you approach their buyers, because they have high-level people that make decisions about what they put on their shelves. You approach their buyers and you say, hey, I have this new blender. I'm trying to sell it. I'd like to sell it at your store. The first thing one of the first things they're going to ask you is, do you have UL certification?
Yeah. It's going to be right on that first piece of paper that they give you.
If you don't have UL certification, you just might as well turn around and find the front
door. Say goodnight, Gracie.
Right, because they don't want to put inferior products. Now, your product might be good. It might be good, but they don't know, and Walmart doesn't have its own testing division to find out. So Walmart trusts United Laboratories, or ETL, and that, you know, there are different organizations, but UL, they have organizations that it's their job to test products. They test them to make sure they're safe, to make sure they're wired correctly, so something's not, you know, you flip your toaster on, it's not going to catch fire. They make sure that these products are solid state, they make sure they're quality, they make sure they're not crap that's going to put you at risk or put you in danger. That's what they do. And they make sure that the products do what they claim as well. So then what you'd want to do then is you'd go to UL or the other testing organizations, and you'd say, hey, I need this product to be certified. You send it into UL with whatever the fee is. It's going to cost you something.
Sure.
Spend time on this.
It's going to cost you something if you get government ratings, too.
Right.
That Energy Star crap isn't free.
So
it's a bunch of bunk, but it's not free.
Yeah, you send the product to United Underwriters Laboratories, They do the testing, and if it doesn't pass, well, you don't get their stamp. If it does pass, you are then allowed to put put the UL logo on your product. And at that point, then your product becomes marketable in the retail channel. And then you can make money off of it. These are the things that go on. Just one example of the protections that the marketplace provides consumers. Without any government regulation, government doesn't mandate that anyone go to UL to get their products approved. This is the marketplace acting on its own to keep consumers safe. That's one example. I've never worked in the food industry, for instance, so I don't know what their practices are like. If you've worked in a grocery store and you want to tell us some of the things that you do behind the scenes that most customers don't know about that helps keep customers safe, I'd love to hear that. 800-259-9231. The free market works. It's Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money to buy one? Is your credit stopping you from buying the newest computers that you need today? Then My Computer Club is your answer to buy that new computer or laptop now and pay for it later. Finance top quality new computers and laptops and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks, no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start at just $22 a month. Go to mypccredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's mypccredit.com.
Hi, Ken. It's Judy again. I just wanted to call you back and let you know how thankful Mike and I are for your working with us. You know the Sun Oven we ordered from you on KenSolar.com? It cooks all of our food and then some. Plus, we just sold the old gas barbecue. Also, the solar-powered generator reduced our electric bill just like you said it would, and it's powering my whole studio right now. We don't have to worry about our food going bad or surviving the outages anymore, either of which is huge. Well, Ken, I'll cut this one short for now, and thanks again. Go, Ken Solar!
Get the best of both worlds. Solar power for your household essentials and a backup generator all in one. Perfect for hurricane seasons. No long gas lines, no fumes, and no noise. Lower your electric bill and be prepared year-round. Complete solar kits for under $1,200. See the complete solar power generator kit at kensolar.com. Order your solar power generator from Ken's website at kensolar.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing GCN listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgie Sacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct a muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the Sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains. Call 1-800-737-9295 for a free brochure or visit their website at sacrowedgie.com. sacrowedgy.com. That's sacrowedgy.com. Or call 1-800-737-9295 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever's on your mind, the live Saturday edition. Toll-free number for you, 800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and it's Ian here with you.
And Mark, 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website, freetalklive.com, the place to go. The feature's there for free. If you like the show, then go and shop at store.freetalklive.com. If you shop at the store, you'll find all kinds of neat Free Talk Live branded merchandise and even some other things that we just thought were pretty cool that we wanted to sell to you. Head over to store.freetalklive.com. You'll learn how to get the free Free Talk Live bumper sticker. Had somebody send in an envelope. So it's basically a self-addressed stamped envelope. Had someone send one in today, so they'll be getting their bumper sticker. You could get yours. store.freetalklive.com. Hey, do you need a new computer but don't seem to have the money or credit to buy one? MyPCCredit.com is your answer. Finance top quality new computers, laptops, and hundreds of other electronics. There are no credit checks and no turndowns. If you're 18 years or older and have proof of income, you're approved. Prices start from $22 a month, so go to MyPCCredit.com and finance your new computer today. That's MyPCCredit.com. As we go right back into the phone calls, talk to George in Michigan, listening on WTKG in Grand Rapids.
The thing with free market that other caller and you have been talking about is quite interesting. How would you explain what a no regulation would have done for the tobacco industry? We'd all be still smoking cigarettes.
Do you really think that it was, what politicians have a tendency to do is find a parade and jump out in front of it? I mean, every time you have a parade for anything, you'll find some politician sitting in some car waving away. Did the politician put that parade on, or did the people put that parade on?
Well, it was the power of the tobacco industry to influence the minds of the consumer. And I think all corporations, through media control and advertising, have the power to influence the thought of
You don't think that people were finding out that people were getting lung cancer and dying and saying, hey, that cigarette stuff's not good for you. Maybe we better stop.
Not until government came in and investigated and found that it was otherwise.
So you believe that people wouldn't be able to control themselves and adjust their own lifestyles and consuming habits if it weren't for some government regulatory agency out there somewhere?
Not in every case, but in some cases, it is helpful for government to be in the midst of the process. Now, if the free market had total control, and it's free choice to do as it pleases, jobs would go overseas as they're doing now. How would you explain?
I disagree. I think that, in fact, the jobs would not
go
overseas.
Where are the jobs going? Well,
I can tell you why the jobs are going overseas is because of government regulation, sir.
Right.
See, what happens is the government puts on... Sorry?
No, it's regulation. And here's why. Because we have so many union interests that have, you know, influence with the government that, you know, they're able to enforce what they want, and therefore, you know, businesses say, look, I can get a heck of a lot cheaper deal by going to China or wherever it is that they go. So they say, I don't need to be here.
It's not just unions, though, Mark. It's also regulations like OSHA and all these other just nonsense and health inspections.
It's too expensive to do business.
Away with protections for employees. Make sure that the companies and businesses have a right to find the lowest common denominator in terms of pay for their employees.
Do you believe, sir, that that people, your neighbors, are just total idiots and basically just children, and they should be treated as such? Is that what you're saying?
No. But
so then why is it then that an employee can't go and decide for themselves where they're going to work based on a variety of factors, based on proximity and comfort and air conditioning or whatever it is they're looking for in a job?
So many positions for so many people, and some people don't have the opportunity. You're coming up in the work environment.
The opportunity?
There's only so many positions available. There's only so many companies to be filled.
But what does that have to do with safety?
Yeah.
Safety. Well, OSHA is regulation that makes sure that I don't get a crippling tendonitis in my wrist or whatever you want to call that. All kinds of things.
That's absurd, sir. That's absurd. What OSHA does is it comes in with
people wearing unprotective masks and inhale whatever fumes because it's a business.
Are you telling me that you think a business would require people to not wear masks?
it depends. OSHA has protected the health of people, and it took years of battling with people who don't believe that chemicals hurt people and unenvironmental people that don't believe that chemicals have any effect. Come on. Sometimes you have to force people to say, hey, this is a hazard.
No, right, you don't. And here's why you don't have to force people.
You know, there's currently states that have, you know, made it so that motorcyclists don't have to wear helmets.
That has nothing to do with business.
It's about safety. You're talking about safety, and it has everything to do with safety. And that's the thing. Yes, I do think that people should be able to make their own choices. I know that if you have a wreck on a motorcycle and you don't have a helmet on, that your chances of your head getting squashed like a grape are higher. But if somebody chooses to do just that, I think that that's fair, that they should be able to make that decision. And also,
right.
do you sometimes
doesn't believe that if compound's toxic and another company that does believe it's toxic, now, come on.
Some companies may or may not believe that. I absolutely I would agree that that's true. But do you think that those companies would make it so that their employees aren't allowed to wear masks?
Not aren't allowed. They just might not make them...
Oh, they might not force them to wear masks.
Requirement.
Would you force people to wear seatbelts?
Does it bring down...
I'm asking you. It's a yes or no question. It kills some people.
Yeah, when you're doing 120.
Look, I'm just making the point. You said, does it save lives? And in fact, I know people that have died, or I know people that know that had relatives that died because they were strapped in. Would you force people to wear helmets?
I wouldn't force people to do that because that is something that is done in the privacy of their own private vehicle, and that there's a difference between the privacy of your own space.
My business isn't mine privately?
You have sovereignty while you're at a business, and you have a right to liberty and safety while you're at your place of work. And if the business doesn't have the respect for human dignity, somebody needs to step in and say,
No, here's what needs to happen. If the business doesn't have respect for human dignity, people need to not work there. That's all. In the marketplace, there's competition, and you can go and work for the competitor.
I'll just send all my jobs and my business and my manufacturing to China, where they don't give a crap about it.
That's fine. Then go ahead and do that.
You understand that's what's happening, right?
That's a free market that's happening right now.
How would you propose to use government to stop companies from leaving the United States?
I would...
Because you've overregulated them.
Regulate the tax laws, the business laws, and I would try to foster an environment of pro-growth
protectionism. Protectionism.
Jobs, protect America. You know, Abraham Lincoln said that labor is prior to and independent of capital. Capital is the only
proof of labor. Abraham Lincoln was a sick man, dude. So, you know,
He was sick. You know, free the slaves.
No, he didn't free the slaves.
Come on, free the slaves. He didn't sign the Emancipation Proclamation until 2 years after the Civil War. And that was only...
He was still dealing with obstructionists in the Congress.
So apparently it had nothing to do with freeing the slaves, right?
It had to do with establishing a federalist system. And
the Emancipation Proclamation promised states that if they returned to the Union, that they would be allowed to continue having slaves. Is that okay?
Wait.
So Abraham Lincoln didn't free any damn slaves.
You learned everything you know about Abraham.
Go read the Emancipation Proclamation.
You learned everything you know about Abraham Lincoln in your government high school education class or your college.
He happened to be president when the Civil War was won. You know, I mean, what he did was to kill a bunch of his countrymen.
Yeah, that's what he did. Now, aside from that.
So if Abraham Lincoln didn't take the steps that he took, we'd still have people working for free.
Wait a minute.
You really believe that?
Out of your mind, sir. In every other country in the world, every other country, George. George, hold on a second, George.
Quick fact. George, fact is, no other country had a war over slavery. And slavery doesn't exist in most countries. I mean,
every country,
including, say, the Sudan.
Right. Only in China for a dollar a day or a dollar a year.
Not slavery. That's such ludicrous. Look, you'll make less than that working on the farm. People choose to work in, factory conditions in China for a reason. They come to work every single day.
Right.
Would you propose to not let them have the freedom to go to work?
Their government allows businesses to take advantage of their citizens.
It's not taking advantage, sir. They're choosing voluntarily to work there.
They have a less mature industrial market than we do.
They have the choice to stay on the farm and, you know, do farm work all day. And they've chosen to go work in factories, just like many Americans chose to work in factories in the 1800s, in the early part of the 20th century. Get an education.
Socialists simply don't understand about immature markets and mature markets. He thinks that somehow China can regulate the crap out of their industries like we do ours. There wouldn't be any business over there if they did that.
Right. And he thinks that somehow the economy in China is on the same level as the economy here, and that, you know, a dollar here is the same as a dollar over there. It's not the case. More on the way. Hour 3 is coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, Libertarian for President. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Smile.